Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James 3 and verse 2. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. Now, if there's a verse in the Bible that ought to bother you, this ought to be it. I know this is it for me. This is the one that always comes back to haunt me. When you teach, remember this whole passage is on teaching. When you teach, you're going to get a stricter or a weightier judgment. The reason for that is because you are going to be judged for every word you say, every thought you think, and every motive for why you said it. And you have to admit, if you've ever done any teaching at all, from time to time, the flesh jumps in. No one stays in the Spirit all the time. And then you have another problem, if you're at all like me, and that problem is that I'm not perfect yet. Anybody here perfect yet? We see all the deluded hands go up, right? Now we're not there. And so how do we know we're not perfect yet is in this verse. Because if we can bridle our tongue, we are mature or perfect. Now, this is not a verse that I would use to say, see, I'm not perfect and it's okay. That's not what he's teaching at all. But it is a reality that in this verse that we see that's what happens, and our mouth is our indicator of what's going on in our heart and in our soul, in our spirit, and we know about spiritual maturity then, okay? So when we're dealing with this issue, our mouth is the megaphone of our soul. And so here in 3:2, we're hearing this, if we do not stumble in word, how we speak, then we know we're perfect or mature. Not perfect in the sense that we never make a mistake, but mature. So you and I are supposed to be able to, when we teach correctly. Now, I grew up in a different world. I grew up in a world where the words stupid and idiot weren't negative things. They were things used as clinical diagnoses. And I still use them, and of course that rattles people's cages, and I have to realize that I shouldn't be doing that, but it's very hard, if you're at all human, you understand this, it's very hard to extricate something that's kind of wrapped around your DNA thread. Right. And that's no excuse for not trying to get rid of it. Sure. But it's kind of like taking cancer off of the nerve endings in your brain. And that's something that you and I have to work with the Spirit of God to do. Now, I know that when I use those two words, it offends people. Okay? That doesn't stop, though, the reality that when I'm thinking, that's how my thought process runs. And so when I get mature, I'll have figured out that's not what to use. And so this is an indicator for you and I. It's an indicator to say we need to listen to ourselves when we speak. Now, I don't know what your problem might be, and you can go through and start listening to yourself. One of the best things you can do is start recording yourself. I did this a long time ago. I just take my pocket recorder, I stuck it in my pocket, I just turned it on, and then I just forgot about it for a couple hours. And then what I would do is I would stop, and then I'd go back later on, and I'd listen to it, and it's painful. It's painful. Because all of a sudden you realize the maturity I think I have crushed under the reality of how I speak. And so, even when I'm listening to myself preach, and I do a job that everybody else says is wonderful, I cringe. Because I know that I didn't quite get that right, or I didn't quite say that right, or I didn't quite express that right. And so it's a constant process. And when we get mature, we have eradicated those things. Now, on the positive side, this tells us if you're trying to eradicate them, there's something good inside you. On the negative side, if you don't care, now you got serious problems. So James chapter 3 verse 2 is trying to push us towards the idea that it doesn't matter whether you are trying to do the right thing or not. You will be judged for the word. Now, I want to say just a caveat here, because it's very important you understand that the Bible, the English version of the Bible, is not always as graphic as the Hebrew and the Greek. And the reason it's been cleansed a little bit of the graphicness, remember the Bible is a book written by men, for men, to become men, and it's very gritty. It's very gritty. But it's been cleaned up a little bit because people don't want to hear those words. So sometimes when I use words, I'm using biblical words. For example, when you use the word moron, you're using the word that Paul, one of Paul's favorite words. He used it all the time. Okay? Now, I have to remember that if I'm going to do anything and become biblical, I need to take idiot out and stick in moron. Now, that's an improvement, right? You see my point? And so we have to think these things through. But I want you to know that just because everybody thinks it's a great, the way we say it now is the right way because it's this way and it doesn't offend anybody, is not necessarily biblical. What he's saying here is that we do not stumble by misspeaking in a way that will injure another person and give them a wrong understanding of what's going on. I'm not justifying failure. I'm just saying we need to be very careful not to go to what you and I would today call being politically correct as opposed to being biblically correct. Huge balance thing. That's James chapter 3 and verse 2.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.